Well, hello, everybody. Good evening. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Live with Rick Dancer. Actually, it's called Get Real with Rick Dancer, but you know, what the heck? Anyway, I'm going to bring our TikTok friends on in just a second, but first I'm going to show you guys our sponsors for the evening. I guess I could do that over on TikTok as well, couldn't I? Let me pull this out of here. So it's freestyle night. Taped up a show today. Here we go. I'll get these guys on here. So anyway, our sponsors tonight are... Dent Family Dentistry. Everyone, welcome. If you're in the Eugene Springfield area, this is a great place to go where you can get dental care. Dr. Bratlin is all about freedom of choice, freedom of everything. He just wants you to be free, but he also wants you to have dental work stuff done as well. So Chris Dental Family Dentistry, one of our sponsors tonight. Also, our friends at Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities. They work with people with different abilities. Hi there, TikTok. We're getting our advertisers in here real quick for you. They're always looking for employees, people to work, people who want to change their lives with work. They're great people, so you should check them out. Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities. And our other sponsor tonight, New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. If you guys ever done hyperbarics, it's awesome. Right here in Eugene, Oregon, you can get that treatment. He also does light therapy. I'm into all that stuff that's not normal. I think that the medical world gets way too much credit for healing us when I think our bodies will heal themselves if you do the right thing. Hyperbarics gives you about enough oxygen for 1,000 Motrin. It's not like you're taking 1,000 Motrin, but it's really good for your body. Awesome stuff. And Douglas County Timber Association, these are made up of loggers, folks down in Roseburg. They really care about the environment, care about people, and care about you having affordable housing. We do a lot of work with Douglas Timber Operators. We really appreciate their support as well. So it's good to have you guys on here. Somehow they're having trouble streaming to my website, so I hope you guys can find us on either Facebook, Instagram, or all those other places where you look. Over there on TikTok, it's good to have you guys on here. So it's freestyle night. Tomorrow I have a great show. I taped it up earlier today. It's a friend of mine who is he's actually paying to save people who are buying them out of slavery in Pakistan. It's an awesome interview. Thanks, Maria, for the nice haircut thing. And Chase, thank you for the rose. Yeah, I got my haircut today. Check that out. I love my barber. I don't know. So guys in the house, I don't know any about women, but gentlemen, not a lot we can do, at least not a lot I do. Hi from Florida. How's it going? It's going good. So there's not a lot you do to pamper yourself. I mean, I'm not a guy who's going to go get a pedicure or anything like that. It's just, people that do, you know, I know friends that go do it and it's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not judging. It's just like, for me, when you go get your haircut though, it's like your time. You know what I mean? It's like your day, and it makes me in a good mood. It makes me feel good. It's always nice to look fresh and, you know, have everything kind of, well, that hair, it's tight on the side and high and erect on the top. If you can keep that hair up all day, that's what the ladies want. So anyway, I have no topics. I like to get topics from you guys. What are you concerned about? What are your interests today? What are things that are going on? One of my friends came on and said we should talk about aliens. I don't know anything about aliens. I just got 6 inches cut off mine. Ugh. You got 6 inches cut off your hair, right? Tight is good. Chase, I agree. Ooh, new fade. We're gonna look at that. Look how tight that is. That's how I like it. I like it tight and high. Did a native person gift you that indigenous item in the back? I hope that's how you got it. I'm actually Trashy McTrash. A native person made it for me. She made that for me. Why is it bad if I bought it somewhere? I didn't. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. Flat top? No, it's not flat top. So I don't know if that's bad for to have Native American stuff on your wall, but a Native American lady made it for me. It's nice to see a fellow younger f- follow old young geese. I'm an old young gee, very cool hair and beard. How about the Trash McTrash? What is that? I don't know what that is, Chase. I have no idea. And where are you people over here on, is everybody left Facebook? I'm wondering. Buying from Indigenous is okay. Buying from others makes it not okay. Why? I don't get it. What's the big deal? What do you put in your hair? This. It's called statement. Right there. That's how you find it. I'm 52. I'm an old youngie. Buying it from people making is bad. Okay. Can you explain to me why? I'm just trying to be informed. Your hair is too tight on the side. Sonny, you're wrong. Absolutely wrong. It's too tight for you. So you don't like it tight? I like it tight and high. It's a crazy world. I did not know. Hey, Matt, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. And over here it's all of them. So anyway, that's what we've got going on tonight. what else you can? I know what you mean. Yeah, J-O, yeah. I had a dime for every comment on your hair, I'd be a rich man. Sonny, you and me both. Like a comment on everything on my hair, my beard, my eyes, and my sexuality. 63 here, and I do my hair tight like that. See, Matt Star, we're all, it's, you know, it's just what people think is right, what they want. I'm a 52-year-old punk or roller derby chick. It's nice to see other cool folks. Nancy, that's awesome. You're a roller derby. It's about your tan. What do you get your tan? Some people say it's fake. My tan's not fake. You know how you get a tan? Go outside. you go in the sun. Thanks, Dad's your best. That hair is just mesmerizing. Johnny drawing. How are you? Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really great. Hey, Aaron. He looks like he cares what he farts. It's like, oh, no, I'll fart over anything. I don't care. I care what I fart like. What does that mean? Hi, Cindy. How are you? Watching from Cabo. Jeez, what are you doing in Cabo? I'd love to be in Cabo. New Jersey, looking handsome. Thank you, Yolanda. Daddy's Mr. Handsome. Hey, best way to lose 5 pounds in the next month. Cut your hair. start eating less carbs, fewer carbs. Don't put it out of your diet, but eat fewer carbs, more protein, and work out. I mean, you know, I was listening to a report the other day, and it was on Joe Rogan, and he and Bill Maher were talking about how weird it is that all during the dark time, nobody talked about weight loss and how, you know, I mean, we did all this other stuff and, you know, you can believe what you want to believe. That's your business. I'm not here to convince you of anything, but you know, we spent all this time doing all this stuff. And yet what really would have helped is one of the largest, according to the research, the largest comorbidity was obesity. So where was the obesity campaign? Where were we talking about losing weight? The best thing people could have do to save their lives would be to lose weight. So why don't we go out there and do that? Like how, help people. I think people really lose weight, but we help them and show them how to do that. Some comments from my life experience had to be turned off because somebody was saying something bad. Mm. So Native American art people, I still haven't heard back from you. Hey, Honolulu, how you doing? Politics, that's why the liberals are trying to run this country. I want to know you got a haircut? I did, Sophie. I finally got it. I was looking like a hippie, man. Sort of looked like a young Donald Sutherland with a cooler haircut. I don't think that's a compliment. It wasn't me. Who said the Native American thing? Like if I buy a Native American thing from, hey, Jim, do your teeth get sensitive when whitening? My dentist advises me to use strips instead. Your thoughts? I don't know. I do the other stuff. Mine don't get that sensitive, but I'm a very sensitive guy. I work in television news, so I have no feelings left. you look like Mr. Heatmiser. I know, people tell me that. Yeah, I was. I played him just for a couple of years. I was in hard times. I needed money. I was just thinking, where's he been? What do you mean, where have I been? Kelly, I've been right here. Hair transplants, soda bread, yes. There's none of that is real. I transplant all of it. What are you gonna do? You know, I'm as bald as a billiard ball without this. So that's kind of what I do. Good to see you again. Can we need to see you on here? And yes, I know you're not related to my friends. We've already gone through that, haven't we? Oh man. So what else is going on? You're cute. Well, Lena, maybe I bet you're cute too, but I can't see because that's just a little tiny thing. Oh, you're a TV reporter? I was. And then I became a real person. Your hair looked crazy in the gym today. That's what my hair looks like when you don't put anything on it. Like no solution. I mean, do you believe in Illuminati? I don't know enough about it to know if I believe in it or not. Rick, I hope you had a good time here in Oregon. I did, great time. Beekeeping age? I think we went to high school together. What, Hillsborough High School, 1977? That's where I was. Thank you. Oh, good. Good for you. Hey, I'm getting questions about the Native American art here, Ms. Ayers. So say if I get it from somebody who's not Native American, it's not right. So you're Native American. Yes, it's been keeping age. No, sorry, that wasn't you. You too old. I'm too old. That's so bad. Like fitness Santa, you cut out. What did you say? I'm over. Did I not just tell you about beekeeping age the other day? Chase, I don't remember. What is beekeeping age? Somebody just explain it to me. I mean, what are you embarrassed? Just tell me. Hello, I was AGT this season. Not a reporter though. Go look at my TikTok. All right, Nancy, I'll look that up. Hey, handsome. Thanks, Boopy. What is Boopy? How tall are you? I'm 6'2" tall. Beekeeping age is hot. Oh, is that my age? Am I beekeeping age? That's what it is, like my age. Why is my age hot right now? Because I hear that from people. Like, what is that? It's code for handsome, mature man. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Okay, so beekeeping, so... I don't get it. So what is that like? I'm a yellow jacket and I sting? Or I'm a hornet? Oh, how much did it cost to transplant? Sorry for the question. Oh, I was kidding you. I don't really transplant. It's not really. Allie's going, Chase, thank you for explaining to the old man. Hey, so what is bee? Why is it called a beekeeper? Do you guys know? I mean, can somebody Google it and find out? I don't know. Do you know? Anybody know? Anybody on Facebook? Are you guys alive? It's like, I really believe that people are not hanging out on Facebook much anymore. A gray hair. It's from Ricky and Morty. Okay. Oh, there's Ali says that too. So but why a beekeeper? Do you know? That's a show. Thanks, Ali. I don't think I've ever watched it, but I do know that it's a show. Facebook is out. All the only weirdos go there. Just on MySpace. Oh, Nancy, you are a riot. Because the girl's dad keeps bees. Oh, how often do you wash your hair? Well, Captain Bully, it depends. If I work out every day, because there's nothing worse than stinky, sweaty hair, and I work out most every day. Thank you, Chase. Somebody already beat you to it. So you snooze, you lose. Now you just sound like you're repeating people. but if I don't work out, then I usually don't, and I just put stuff in and keep it up. So you guys, I don't want to ask that. I'm not going to ask that. So anyway, favorite exercise. I love HIIT class. Have you done high intensity of training classes? Oh man, they're the best. Really, really good. Hi, Des, over here on Facebook land. Yeah, I love high intensity. And then next to that, I'd probably be running or swimming, mountain biking, road cycling, ask it. I guess I need to buy bees. Watch out, they can sting you. What a classy man you are. Ruth, you are a brilliant woman too. I love you. You're the coolest. Nancy, that is the kindest thing ever, because I'm really just a 64-year-old dorky father. Best hair on this app. I win the best hair. I would like to thank all the little people for making this happen. The best hair award on the entire world of TikTok. Hair combing, my barber did that. I don't normally do that. 64, oh my God. Oh man, what amazing ears. Oh, you like my ears? Well, I think they're kind of cool. I mean, I hear a lot out of them. Actually, I don't hear that much out of them. What? No, you're not. 64, no way. I'm 264. Well, you want my birth certificate? I'm going to show you my wrinkles. Freaking win what? Nothing. Is this your only account? No, yeah, because someone else using your picture. They do it all the time. They take my picture and they set a fake account and they steal money from women. The world is a corrupt and horrible place. It is. It's terrible. So what else happened today that's interesting? Do you guys have anything? You're 64, Tammy? Ruth says I'm 64 and gorgeous. Yes, I'm reading comments from over here because you guys over here are not making any comments. So I don't know what's up. Oh, I got a big heart with a bow and arrow through it. What does that mean? You're inspiring. Keep spreading joy. Hello from Chattanooga, Tennessee. How do you make a Kleenex dance? You blow it? Is that right? I thought that would be funny. Blow a boogie into it. Oh, see, I was close. Pennsylvania, welcome to the house. Your house looks like it would be really cool from the background. It's not my house. I'm in an office. This is my office. My house is way cooler than this. I'm glad you love Montana. I do, Clarence. It's a great state. It's the last best place. I really do enjoy it. Hey, it's 70 degrees in Philomath. And Facebook, on you over here, where are you from? And what's the temperature today? What was the weather like today? That's what I want you guys to answer over here so I'll know where you are. That would be helpful to me. And TikTokers, you just keep doing what you do. Houston, gonna be 64. What do you do now? Talk to you. I'm a podcaster. So I used to be a TV news anchor and now I podcast and I get haircuts. So do you guys want to talk about aliens? My friend said we should talk about aliens, but see, I mean, the kid's like 33 years old and he should have a better grasp. Eric Johnson, 67. Are you 67? Bob Best, my concern, our country with a 90-year-old president and a vice president's low quality. I think it's interesting is we live in a country that's so diverse, and yet the only thing we can find for two candidates for the presidency is two old white guys. I mean, what does that say about us? And neither one of them are very great. Biden's driving us into the ground. He's an idiot. Oh, here's a question. I'm 54. Oh, the temperature's 67. I didn't think you were older than me. No Bashar alien. Heck no, I had a close encounter a couple of years ago. It was UFO, me and two other buddies. Twat, really? So seriously? Let's talk about the head of hair you have. Kevin, we're already done with the hair thing, man. What did your wife do for a career? She was a mom. She used to be a travel agent, and then she just, when we had kids, she stayed home because we were going through babysitters like you wouldn't believe it. She said, I can't do this. So she just stayed home with the kids. Thank you, Blake, Mr. Barry. Appreciate that. Ohio is in the 70s today. Jeez. Here in Montana, we've been a little cooler. Tonight is supposed to rain a little. I was going to go run tomorrow. And I want to run, but I don't want to run if it's, and I'm still not used to Montana exactly. So I don't know when it says rain 70%, it's going to pour because normally it doesn't pour here. What do they call that style? Rick Dancer. It's called the bald fade. I'll give you a glimpse. See? So they bald it all up to here, fade it a little bit at the top, then you leave this stuff on. Are you going to visit Chicago ever? Probably not for a while till they get their crime. I don't want to get murdered. Oregon, Eric, I was just down there last week. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Stunning weather. So keep telling me where you're from, what you over here on here, and what they're like in your area. Hey, Texas, good to see you. 9:17, 93 degrees in Texas. Good God, that's horrible. I bet men are jealous of that hair. It looks great. Thanks, Nancy. I get some guys on here that aren't very nice. They ask if it's real. Like, how can this be fake hair? I don't get it. I can do hair transplants. My friends have done it. But I don't need to do that. Would you ever consider dating a woman? No, because my wife won't let me date. But thank you, horse. You've covered every hipster doofus base. Well, thank you, Zero. I wonder where your name came from. You look good for your age. Oh, no. We do not do that on this page. Hello, Miss Davis. How are you doing? Good to see you. Tomorrow I got a great show coming up, so it'll be on TikTok. You'll have to go on other pages, rickdancer.com, although that's not working right now. I don't know why. Absorkey, Montana, 65 degrees. I've been to Absorkey. It's a great place. Looking forward to winter. I'm hoping it's not going to be like last year. Your wife won't let you date. What if she didn't care? Curious? No. No, she's all I can handle. And that is, she's really odd. So why am I going to stray from that? She's beautiful, hot, got a great butt. All the things that are, and she's a amazing cook. She's a perfect mom. Is it the fairy femme? Oh God, and you're questioning me? That's good. No, the Native American art falls apart. Did you hear me earlier say that people were criticizing me because they said I had to have that made by a Native American? And I told them you were. And they were saying that you can't do it. You can't put it. I hate that about America, about people. It's just so stupid. It's like, just go away. You know, I'm here for your blue eyes. Well, Samuel, you can't have them, but you can stay there. I'm an activities director for memory care patients, and the weather was amazing for them today. That's an awesome job. Good for you. Favorite wine? Probably Argyle's. Argyle is a vineyard in Oregon, and they make a white champagne, and it's amazing. It's pretty, I mean, it's like, you know, 20-some bucks, which is pretty good for a good champagne. I liked it. I married with four children. Your comment about your wife not letting you dare through me. You asked if I date other, if I date women, and my joke was that my wife doesn't let me date. It was a joke. She doesn't. I mean, I'm not going to go ask her. I don't want to date anyone, but it was, you're making more of it than it was. It was a joke, but thank you. Favorite meal, pizza. You had a car accident, Terry? I got it. Okay. I hope you're all right. I hope you're fine. Yeah. No, I that's terrible. That's awful. We had an accident here in our town, and I don't know exactly what happened, but two little girls were on a razor, and one of them was killed. It's really tragic. And then the janitor from the school was the one driving the car. Ah, not awful. So I think he already quit his job, and that's just horrible. I love the piece on the wall behind you. Beautiful. Thank you, Turkey. The woman who made it is over here on the other page. I just had somebody tell me they loved your artwork on. I had somebody tell me I couldn't have it on unless it was a Native American who made it. Hello, dear. Nice man. I am from Taiwan. Where are you from? Can I know your life? What do you want to know about my life? Hey, man, check out Dean Elliott Nutrition. Are you an animal lover? I do love animals. I've had goats, pigs, and hamsters, and gerbils, and rabbits, and dogs, and cats. And did I say goats? Sheep? Pigs? Well, aren't you pretty? That Oregon life. Yeah, whatever. Dig the hair. Thank you. That had to break the janitor's heart. Yeah, I'm sure. That's just awful. Yeah, one of those things you go, do you ever have trouble sleeping? If so, what do you do about it? Somebody's asking me if I have trouble. I do. Last night I did not sleep well. I am taking from Relief Factor. It's a company that makes stuff. They make sleep medication, and I've been taking it. There's nothing medication in it. It's all natural stuff, and it does help. Last night it didn't, but most of the time it does kind of help kick me back into sleep and stuff. But otherwise, I'm terrible to ask because I'm not good at it. I'm a poor old sleeper, and it bothers me because I'm trying to be healthy. I apologize for ever calling you Bacon Boy. Samuel, when did you call me Bacon Boy, and what does that mean? Because I didn't hold it against you. I don't think I held it against you, did I? Herbs? I don't know. That's terrible, Ms. Waters. I don't know what's in it. All my dogs are rescues and special needs, huge animal lover. Well, good for you. Hey, Rose, how you doing over there? Watching from Mississippi, that's Ginger Wally. And she said it's nice weather and she likes my haircut. So there. Magnesium helps. I think it does have magnesium in it, I'm pretty sure. What was that? Hi from the Caribbean. Take some magnesium. So I'm hearing magnesium at night. Now, again, I'm not a doctor, and I do play one on TV, but so this is all just hearsay, but we don't want Facebook and all the others to start pulling me. I'm loving your hair. Jack, thank you. Means a lot. Because some people don't. And that's the thing about style. You know what I mean? You either have, you like my shirt. Anyway, it was awesome meeting you. Nancy, it's good meeting you too. Just like our page and then it'll tell you whenever we go live. Sports cars, SUVs. I drive a 2018 Tacoma cement colored Tacoma. That's what I said, Toyota Tacoma. That's what I drive, and my wife has a Highlander. So I don't have a sports car and I don't have SUV. Well, I guess wife's considered SUV, but I don't know. But I'm not really a sports car guy. I mean, then I get a gold chain and all of a sudden I'm a whole new guy. And I've been ruined by that time. Then they put me out to pasture. Thank you for being so cool. Did you hear that, Chase? I'm cool. Nice air. Danny Lonsdale, it's good to have you on board. That's what I love about TikTok is it keeps pulling things up so you can see what's going on. He drives a diffmobile. I don't know what that is. Earworm. If you wondered what happened to John Bravo, he's right here. I was the model for John Bravo. Then they created the character after me. What do you do for a living? Are your discipline? I don't get that, Mrs. Waters. What do I do for a living? I'm a podcaster. I don't know about my discipline. Oh, you mean that should be my discipline? Okay. He does look like him. Well, hello there, sunshine. It's good to have you on board. It felt good getting home. Any snow in the near future? Joanne, I don't think we have snow. Yeah, I love my Tacoma. I don't think we have snow in the forecast yet, but people say, well, Sunset Lover, that is so kind of you. Some say melatonin works for sleep. I've tried that and it doesn't work for me. But I think it's just for different people, you know what I mean? South Africa, wow. She loves our chats. Lydia loves our chats and loves my beautiful family. So how did you guys, here's a question for you. How did you find me? Like, were you looking in a junk drawer and there was like a card for a dancer studio and you found me? What a topic. We do whatever we want, Tokus. If you've got a question, then you can ask it and set the topic yourself. I don't like setting a topic because people want to talk about different things. Bicep flex? Nah, probably not. I know I learned the hard way what that's all about. And then there's people want to see your underarm hair. Mount Hood is snowing today. Oh my gosh. Well, it was 43 when I got up this morning. Hi, Toya. Yeah, 43 degrees in Montana. It's warm today. It's in the 60s or something, but it was cold. I mean, that's a cold morning. That's why I was, tomorrow's running day, but I don't know that I'm going to go run because it's supposed to be in the 40s and maybe rain. And you found me because you got scammed and I used my picture. Okay, yeah, that's a percentage of my audience. Well, Barbie's here. Is Ken? Barbie, hello, Barbie. Good to have you on. I didn't know you were out. And handshakes, how you doing, my man? Dick Wiener. I've never been with a dude. I would make an exception for you. Well, with a name like Dick Wiener, you probably, you know, that, I don't know where you came up with that. Oh, that would be hard to find. You look great. I bet you're not married. Oh, I am. I've been married to my wife for 40 years. 40 years this year. We were always in the 80s and 90s in PR. Jeff Joe is here. Ken here. Okay. Ken, oh, there's Ken. Barb's here. Ken's here. Such a handsome guy, not flirting, just telling the truth. Oh, lady, I appreciate that. Congratulations to you and your wife. Well, Linda, thank you. Yeah, no, she's great. Bill Henderson, how the heck are you? I haven't seen you for a while. You and the kissing dolphin. Barbie, oh, see, I found your kin for you. If you stay here long enough, we can match you up with all kinds of people. Look, a wiener wants to date me. Who could want more? Who would want more? A guy did by Dick Wiener, you know? If I went by my first name, I'm Richard, but I could be Dick Dancer. That would be a great name. Not flirting, that's how we roll here. Hugs and from Maine. No, we don't worry about any of it. Don't go there. Oh, you know what? If we could just laugh a little more, wouldn't that be nice if people just, that's my name, Rick Dancer, Barbie. But if people would just laugh a little bit more and don't take everything so seriously. Yeah, give people a life, give them a break. It's like we all expect people to be what we want them to be, and they're not. So just let up. Humor, exactly, Melanie. We need a lot more humor, especially right now with what's going on in the world. It's just crazy out there. Oh, it's a slow night online tonight. Did you know that? It is, because I can see. I can look on here and go, I like dance. I like to dance too, but I'm not like, you know, you see these people online, the little TikTok thing, and they're dancing. They're really good. Yeah, it's not me. Then I can do okay. Twad. I wish I had hair like yours and 10 years younger than you. So you want my hair and you think I'm an old fart. Does running affect your joints? When I smoke, I never smoke pot when I'm running. I never do. So it never affects my joints, ever. I'm really careful about that. Running and smoking pot together just don't go together. People should be warned about that. I started running maybe 10 years ago, so it doesn't. What's up with the red face? I'm Indian. I really am. I have Native American in me. So I tan really easy. So when I go out, I get tan. And then people come on and say, why are you all so red? And it's like, because I tan. And they go, what are you in a tanning booth? No, I don't tan in a tanning booth. No, not old at all. I started getting gray in my late 20s. Oh, I did too, Twine. I did too. So I naturally go out in the sun. And I went to the dermatologist because I have a little bump right there, that little brown thing. Because somebody came on here and said, oh, you better get that checked. I did. It's an age spot. It's nice how you chuckle at so many things and have a good attitude. You know why? Because I'm a cancer survivor. In 2010, I found out I had cancer and scared the hell out of me. I thought I was going to die. I didn't think I was going to die, but I thought the effects, I didn't want to live with the effects that my cancer can have, which it didn't have. Good evening, Mr. Rick. How are you doing? I need your help, please. Jasmine, what do you need help with? Then tell you to wear more sunscreen, blah, blah, blah. No, he told me actually to get one of those shirts that blocks the sun. He doesn't believe in sunscreen either. Just because of the chemicals, which I don't believe in. so now I have to get those shirts that you wear that block it. And then he told me what I could do is I could go riding my bike with the sunshirt on. And then when I got down, I could take it off and be bare-chested when I put my bike on and hang out a little bit, but not as much. When I was a kid, I used to put baby oil on your skin. Oh, I remember that. I do. And butter. I had some bad stuff happen at work. I'm here to take my rage out on you. Oh, okay, ketchup. Beautiful, though, because the TikTok guys will shut you down if you're too mean. Not me. I won't shut down. But then be careful, because I'm pretty good at this. So bring it on. Be careful. Because, you know what ketchup's like. How old are you? My husband's 63. I'm older than him. I'm 64. I need your help, please, Mr. Rick, please. Jasmine, okay, what do you want? I mean, don't sit here and beg. Just say what you want. I mean, come on, spit it out. It's not going to kill you. When you go to your barber, what do you ask for? I ask for a bald fade. I want it bald faded all the way up to the top. Ketchup, that's just ridiculous. Well, ketchup had a bad day. We all have bad days. I don't try to take them out on people. Sometimes I do inadvertently. What do you do when you have a bad day? Usually depression is one of the first places I go, not wanting to. Bill Henderson, doing well, just keeping real busy, miss all the workouts, you keep the wiener. Oh, that's awesome. Funny. So what do you do when you have a bad day to try to lift yourself up? I have friends I call or talk to, or got a friend on here who been really fun to kind of help me out. Just life, you know, that's just kind of how it works. So but we all have different ways of dealing with it, I think, you know. And mental health issues, I think, are more talked about now. I know the medication and those people that do that, I have no problem with that. It's not like who cares what I think anyway, but I don't have a big problem with that. I just, for me, I'm really, after cancer, I'm really careful about what I put in my body. I'm not a big fan of anything else. I'm from Haiti. Bandits put fire in my house. Now I'm living it. Okay, yeah, I heard that before. Do the curtains match the drapes? No. If you can't tolerate distress and figure out how to manage your emotions, therapists teach you skills. Yep, I've been to therapy as well. And Chad, you got that message good. You picked it up. You caught on. You're smart. The curtains match the drape things kind of threw me off a little bit. I love the color of your hair. Thank you. Scotty, you're funny. It's funny, people always want to know that. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, they know what it means, but I don't know why, when you have hair, people want to know that. I guess you can tell me why you want to know that, but that'd be kind of weird, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people do the things they do. Not making fun of you, but anyway, about back to putting things in your body. I don't like putting medicine or stuff like that. Bad day, exercise, go to the coast, do something cheerful that you enjoy, change the mood. Yeah, Bill, that's good advice. So Bill says over here, Jasmine, I can't help you. And I when people come on and ask for money for stuff like that, I just don't, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I'm just telling you, I'm being honest with you. Never saw you tongue-tied. But when you ask about my hair and my drapes, I get tongue-tied. Bill says for having a bad day, exercise, which I do. That's my mental health medicine. I exercise every day, well, 5 to 6 days a week as mental health. That's why I do it. Go to the beach. Find some place you like. Find friends you like to be with. Change your mood. And that's really super important, I think, is changing your mood. and that's, it used to be harder for staff. How in the heck are you? I want to be with you too. You are, Steph, you're a flirt. And I like that. Where are you from? Barbie, I am from Townsend, Montana. Favorite movie? The Game. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's called The Game. It's really old, look it up, but it's just crazy movie. You can change my mood in so many ways. What's a city in America you've never been to but want to go, and why? I'd love to go to Louisiana, to New Orleans, just because I'd love to see that culture and the food. I want to eat the food. I want to experience different people. Next would be dreadlocks. No, we will not be doing dreadlocks. I actually walked up to a guy that I met on my vacation, and he had dreadlocks. I'm supposed to say Fort Collins. I really want to go work out at Fort Collins. What was I saying? And anyway, this guy had dreadlocks, and I said, "So how do you get dreadlocks like that?" And he says, "You just don't wash your hair." Gross. The line, Mike's likened the line to "the curtains match the carpet." Very old line, very old. It's funny. It is funny. But why? So, can someone explain why we want to know that? What is the, or is it just a funny line? But, or do people really want to know that? I think that's interesting. I don't know. You know, I don't look at people and think, I wonder if the curtains match the carpet. We have to do that in a different show. Yeah, it'd probably be a show on some weird thing. Teasing New Orleans is a good answer. Nah, you're fine. You're fine. I'll go to Fort Collins. I'm sure there's something there to do. I might find a friend or something. It's like, geez. Oh, Fort Collins. Oh, who lives in Fort Collins? Favorite place in Europe to visit or visit it? I've been to Europe. I've been to Romania. It was on a story, so it wasn't like for pleasure, but I haven't been there for a vacation for pleasure, just for work. I loved Romania. I love the Romanian people. And I've been to Guatemala for news work. I see you a cool beer or five. Is there a price that I have to pay for those beers? Wink, wink. Have you seen the video online with Micro manscaping the carpet? Oh, no. Have you guys seen that? Somebody over here saying it's cheap. Yeah, I heard you are. No, I haven't seen that. I'd love to see a link to it. So because apparently there's a video of Micro manscaping the carpet. So I don't know what that means. I'm sure I'm surprised I haven't been asked that question. You manscape or not? Come to the beautiful South. Georgia, I want it. Or Georgia, Ginger, I want to come to Georgia, Louisiana. I've been to Arkansas, but that's really the farthest south that I've ever been. That way, or Florida. I've been to Florida, but I don't consider that the South, even though it is the South, but not the South, you know? And I've been to Texas, but it's not for very long. So anyway, but that's, gosh, 4,000 likes. What are you guys doing? Did you stay in Montana in Christmas? Yes, I was here for Christmas, and then right afterwards I went to San Diego. Nathan Jordan, how the heck are you, man? Good to see you. He's a fellow Montanan, a former Oregonian who moved to Montana as well. But he lives way over in Miles City, which is way across the state, long ways away. You stay in... You never have been to Key West? I have not. I'm liking so hard. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Like this, like the broadcast and share it on your page if you can. And you guys on Instagram, Facebook, and all that, do the same thing. If you share this on your page, that's really helpful. How many years did you do news? Like 30? I love Flathead Lake. Oh, Mrs. Waters, Flathead Lake is beautiful. It's a beautiful lake. There's some super cool places up there too. Really nice little town up to the north, you know? Really, really nice places to stay. I love it up there. Weather's a little different, more like Central Oregon, kind of, you know, pine trees. A little cooler, a little more rain, a little wetter. Where I live, it's kind of like Eastern Oregon, except with big, huge mountains. big. Montana has big mountains. Everything big in Montana. You have to go to Key West. No car needed. You can bike the whole island. Oh man, that is heaven. My wife would love that. She would absolutely love that. All right, you guys. Wow, this thing can move. Is there anything else that we haven't addressed that we need to? Because tomorrow night, I'm not going to be here with this. Tomorrow night is going to be like a really cool show over on my other channels, not on you guys. Here they call it hills. Yeah, you're in the hill country, Nathan. I'm on the mountainside. Oh, please. Oh, please, what? What, Jace? Oh, please, what? Oh, look, you're my number one fan. There's no award, but thank you to the people who made that happen. Do you believe in aliens? Well, I started off this whole thing asking about alien question. Nobody was interested. And now all of a sudden I'm ready to leave and we get an alien question. I don't know. I'm not up on the latest alien stuff. So technically, no, but I mean, who's to say we're the only ones here? I don't know, you know? I mean, I've never met one. You can promote Montana like ambassador for Oregon. Problem is, Annie, people here, they don't like that. They don't want anybody to care. They don't want people to find their state because they come here and ruin it. So they're really, when I first came here, that was a hard lesson to learn because I was going, oh yeah, really cool thing. Quit telling people about it. Shut up, you know, yelling at me. They didn't like me talking about Montana and my newfound home. So I learned fast. That wasn't the thing to do. So yeah, it's different. It's very different. But they don't want people coming in and ruining what they have because people do that. That's what happened to Oregon. No offense, California, but Californians moved there and a bunch of people with, you know, ideas that didn't work in state, they ruined their state, came to Oregon and ruined it. So now we had to leave. What did you want to be when you were young? I wanted to be a veterinarian. I really wanted to be a veterinarian, but I'm terrible at math. And to be a doctor, yeah, you kind of have to know math. So cool. I, you know, became a television guy. I did my job. You still like, no, I don't. No, you're such a creep. So I had a little mini ranch, a little farm, and I had animals and I took care of them, gave my shots and all this stuff. Where are you podcast? Spotify under Get Real with Rick Dancer. My website, rickdancer.com, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Rumble, and I said Spotify, didn't I? Yeah. So if you go to any of those, these will be on there, and others are on there. I've done this for 10 years, I think. So, yeah, I'm not Joe Rogan, but I sure have fun at it, and I love conversation, love talking to people. So that's kind of what I do. And sometimes we're serious, and sometimes we're just fun. And I mean, I think you got to be a little bit of everything. You know, a little, your personality's got to be bigger than. I get consumed sometimes because, you know, you have sponsors and you need numbers, but I'm just to the point now where I'm just kind of done with the whole numbers thing. I'm just going to do this, what I think is the right thing to do. And hopefully people will like that. If they don't, then I'll have to find something else to do. But I'm just tired of, and I have so much censorship right now. I mean, you wouldn't even believe it. So much censorship. And on Facebook, used to hit 500,000 people. And now, you know, we're about half that because they censor us and because people aren't on there anymore. But they, you know, if they disagree with you and don't like what you say, they censor you. And if you don't believe it, it's because you're on the other team and you don't see it because you're not experiencing it. But to have a business and you work, you know, 10 years, 15 years to develop an audience and then have them just by algorithms take it, it's really distressing. So it used to be distressing. Now I don't pay attention anymore. So I just, it's control. You're right, Annie. You know, I'm just a guy doing what I do. And hopefully people relate to that. And hopefully it inspires. I did come on last night. It was really cool. A couple of weeks ago, he said, do you remember me? And I remember his name. And really cool kid. And he had some difficulties. And he talked about them on here, not in detail, but enough that I could help him. And I just gave him a little advice. MK came on last night and he says, "Hey man, do you remember me? That really helped. I'm doing really good. I'm doing so much better. Thanks for talking me through that." And that's what really life is supposed to be about. I had an interview tonight that's going to air tomorrow night. You really should watch it. I think my life's going to change a little. You know what I mean? It was really talking about getting involved in people's life and just being there for them, you know, to listen to them. There's a lot of lonely people out there. There's a lot of people that have nobody. And just think if we went to our neighbors and people, and you know, who come online and contact with you, and you know, and you just give them the time of day and talk them up a little bit like that. I have a friend who's been helping me a lot lately. I feel less lonely. That's awesome. She's kind of doing what I shit. It's the bro with perfect hair, Marty McFly. It's the man who doesn't have any hair. But that's, I mean, but back to the serious stuff, because I want to be there. Everyone is moving to Townsend now. Thanks, Rick. Yeah. No, I mean, after listening to this interview that I did with this guy, I think if you listen to it tomorrow, it really does inspire you that I don't think this is how God meant for things to be. You know, this guy's debt-free, and he can do anything he wants. So he's paying thousands of dollars and getting people out of slavery in Pakistan and giving them a life. I mean, what could be better? You know what I mean? To be like, but we could do that here. When I talked to him, it made me, I got teary, because I'm thinking, think of all the people here that just need a break, that need somebody to pay attention to them or to care about them, to love them. And they're right out there. There are people on the street. There's a lady I work in an office, in the same office with. And she said, she recently went into a house, a guy had died. And went in and saw all this food from the food bank and all this food from the Christmas bank and all that stuff. And it was all rotting because he didn't need food. He was only going there to find people to talk to. So thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Here's a guy who basically died of loneliness. That's terrible. So what do we have to do to get out of our... No, it's our comfort zone. That's so overused. It's so get out of our self-absorption, maybe, you know, take a risk, you know, and it's scary. I mean, it is scary. It is, because I mean, I have a friend I recently met and our lifestyles are different, but there's so much about us that's similar. But at first it was, you know, you're skating on thin ice and kind of walking and treading and going forward and backwards. And, you know, it's just dance that you do. And I think now we're kind of synced up and dancing at the same time, instead of, you know, at first it's like that, you know, it doesn't work too well. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, you're going to move this way. So I'm going to move that way and this and that. And all of a sudden you're going, oh yeah, that's how it works. So, you know, but it takes time. And commitment, and you know, and sometimes you got to challenge yourself, and sometimes you got to go against your, you know, your how you were brought up or whatever else it is. You're a great conversationalist, Mrs. Waters. I appreciate that. I think what the key is you're not doing it to make a difference. You're doing it to love people, because if you do it to make a difference, you're creating something for you to make you feel good. And this isn't about you. Will you feel good once you do it? Maybe, but that's not the reason to do it. Because then again, it goes back to, it's all about you. And it you know, you got to check your motivation. So it has to be, yeah, do I get things out of that friendship? Yeah. But you do it because it's the right thing to do, not because it's making you feel all warm and fuzzy. Because warm and fuzzy isn't relationships all the time. They're going to get ugly sometimes, misunderstanding and all that stuff. Is that not making sense? I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking. I don't know if I'm making any sense or not. But I think the world has to change, and I honestly think politicians can't do it. They don't shit. Culture will never do it. Culture is fickle. The two parties will never do it. But you and I can. I mean, I really believe that with everything inside of me. I think we could change it one soul at a time. And it, like Michael Jackson said, it starts with the guy and the woman in the mirror. You can't make any change until you change, you know, and examine your prejudices and your ideas and all that stuff. Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you over here. It was good to see you. Kathy's post on the Oregon coast. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, no, people, I have a good wife. She's awesome. People like her. I love her. A lot of people like her. So anyway, I probably should wrap this up. But I just feel like I don't know. Did you guys understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Okay. So what are you going to do? Are you going to watch this and go around and go, oh, okay. Yeah, that felt good. Yeah, I like Rick. That felt good. I can stand that guy's hair. I mean, or are you going to walk away and go, I want to truly start? Because what do you do when you look next door and the neighbor's the person you're supposed to go do something with? Then what do? Go back in your house and hide, lock the gate, and say, oh, I had a hard day. Loneliness. I think it's the way, I think if we could help alleviate loneliness, I think our world would be so much better. Well, anyway. All right. So tomorrow night, you should really watch the show. RickDancer.com, Rick Dancer, Get Real with Rick Dancer on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you choose. Go find it. And because I think it'll impact you. You can obviously see it impact me. And you know what I love about my life? I'm trying to get this done within an hour. I'm in trouble. What I love about my life is Rick Dancer right now. He won't be this same tomorrow. He's different than he was yesterday. And that's my goal for my whole life. I don't want to be this. I don't want to get to the end of my life and be the Rick Dancer that I was when I was 50 or 30 or 64. I want to be a different Rick Dancer, like an improved, remodeled, revisioned, repurposed version of who I was. So I was is a good thing. I always want to be who I am. And for me, that only happens if I keep pushing forward every day, trying something new, challenging myself. Usually challenging my heart. Chase says, learning new dance moves. That's every day is a new dance move. My name's Dancer, and every day I've got to find a new dance move to get through life. So, all right. It's really good. Thank you for making my night. I appreciate all of you, even though I don't know you. We're getting to know each other, aren't we? All right, see you guys. All right, see you guys too. Share this on your page if you feel like it.